Stargazers across the Pacific Northwest were treated to quite a light show in late March. The uncontrolled re-entry of a commercial rocket rained debris onto eastern Washington. The search for mangled rocket parts goes on. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports the event also provided a great learning opportunity for researchers that could foreshadow a space junk warning system.
Social media users from Northern Oregon to British Columbia captured the amazing moments when the errant re-entry of a spent rocket sent fireballs streaking high overhead.
Wait, what's going on?
I don't know.
That's more than a comet.
Genevieve Rayom pulled out her cell phone camera in Portland.
That's insane!
The flaming debris was the upper stage of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket used to launch commercial satellites. It wasn't supposed to re-enter and break apart over populated land, but it did. This has now produced a silver lining, an R&D jackpot for a trio of space junk sleuths.
Yeah, I was extraordinarily pleased with the results of the expedition.
Robert Ward does the on-the-ground scouting for the trio. He's a skilled meteorite hunter from Arizona. Ward spent 3 weeks scouring the back roads and byways between Yakima and Reardon, Washington, in search of rocket pieces.
We were very fortunate that the debris fell in that area of central Washington. The rolling hills and vineyards and orchards made for very good hunting. If it would have fallen in the forested areas, our ability to recover pieces would have been hindered greatly.
The rocket engine and nozzle are still missing, but Ward found two propellant tanks, and he contacted landowners who found the two others. Ward passed along the exact coordinates to his virtual collaborators, Mike Hanke and Ken Howard. Hanke is the operations manager for the American Meteor Society. Howard is a weather radar expert with NOAA. Those two reconstructed the debris fall. The trio's goal is to use this event and others like it to train computers to automatically detect falling space junk and meteors. The system could draw on data from live weather radars, cameras pointed at the sky, and maybe even satellites.
This case is going to be, in essence, foundational to helping us develop a workflow.
Ken Howard, speaking from the NOAA National Severe Storms Lab in Oklahoma.
One of the lessons learned from this particular case is that you can have 1,000 pounds of space debris falling through commercial airspace, and there's no alerts or no identification that that's occurring. And that's no fault of any one government agency, let alone my government agency. It's kind of a service gap.
This is a gap that Howard and Hanke are talking about how to plug, including whether alerts can be delivered fast enough to be useful to pilots and people on the ground. Hanke says timely confirmation that a meteorite or space junk fell out of the sky could have value even if early warning is out of reach, as seems likely for now.
There's value in letting EMS operators know, fire departments, police, that, hey, this happened, so that they don't waste resources on it, looking into it. Oftentimes these are reported as like a plane crashing, especially in water areas, so that can waste a lot of resources.
Hanke predicts the fireballs over the Northwest in late March won't be an isolated event.
It's definitely going to happen more. I mean, there's no question about that.
Given how much space junk is overhead, with more being added at an increasing rate each year, I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.